USA Chat, September 30th, 2021. Sat joins the meeting and Farnos thanks her for her presence and her time, and Sat opens the session to sharings and questions.
Hello to all of you. Let's start our chat and inspire each other and experience the love and the unity by sharing.
Sebide says hi and thanks Sat for being there, and then she says she has a sharing.
For the past 15 years, every time I wanted to do something or travel, I always got your blessing, and it kind of strengthened my heart to not to worry about things and all that. And as time goes by, each time and my trust in your work gets stronger and stronger, and I just wanted to thank you. It's just an amazing feeling that no matter what happens or where I am, if I know that you told me go have a good time, I know that I don't worry about things and I'm not afraid of things happening. And I just wanted to thank you. It's just such a blessing to have that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting.
Sachin, I want to say something about the fact that whenever you teach us something, automatically there are circumstances that let us practice it and see it proven right. And for example, one thing that you said last time was about not reach for people, but if they reach to you and there is something that you have from the wisdoms and you can share it with them for them to get help, please do so. And it does happen a lot for me. People who are in need of your teachings, one way or the other, come to my way and they appreciate you and they appreciate the teachings. I did Omnipresent with somebody whose infant nephew was in critical condition, and she asked for prayer, and instead of trying to go with the stories, I told her, let's do Omnipresent meditation. And she immediately felt the peace, and she told me several times, I'm so glad that I was here today. I feel the vibration. I feel it in your house, in the way you guys are. And she was so grateful for that. And I want to say thank you to you, and on her behalf and on my behalf and on my family too.
Glad to hear that.
Sachin, this little flower, I just wanted to piggyback on what Sepi just said. In all of our years together, there has never been anything that you have said to me that hasn't come true or to fruition or been proven. And it just really depended on whether I was open to hearing you and whether I was ready to take steps or do the things that what you were saying was asking. And to me, I always say this, I don't really know much about omnipresent or omniscient or anything, but I know what you say to me and I know its impact. And to me, that's the taste of the ocean that I get without having to swallow the entire ocean based on what you tell me. Thank you, Galen.
Well, it seems like everybody's sharing is very similar. To add to it, which doesn't need to be added, it's so pure and true. I have to say that as far as me concerned, whatever is being said is not... My personality is not aware of it. Is not... I can't take the credit for it as a human being. I want to put it that way. But I appreciate your gratefulness, because as I am grateful to this flow, And again, I want to remind everybody that all the beautiful things you say about this form, really the credit goes to that flow that is omnipresent. And believe me, I send you gratefulness to that source too.
Sajjan, what does it mean that you send the gratefulness to that source? Is this something we can understand?
Meaning that when you say these wonderful things that are true, I am so aware that I'm not the doer of all it is, that immediately I send it to silence, or I become silence. When I hear you, I'm immediately drenched into silence, because I know that there is nothing there to stand up and receive it as far as personality goes. But that's what I mean. I mean, I do have personalities, I do have different things, but they're irrelevant to the doership. They are just on their own movement. Anyway.
Sata Aziz, this is Sepide again. But I want to add that a few years ago, when I actually really understood this exact point that you're talking about, my appreciation for your physical body that makes itself available to do all of these things actually increased, because the truth is the truth. But your physical body needs to be appreciated for allowing it to be the agent of all this that comes to us. So I just want to thank your body. Thank you so much.
Okay. I'm sure a lot of people agree with you, because we had that discussion 100 times before. Yes, you can be appreciative of the flute or the vehicle.
Sajjan, is it not true that we get to experience those attributes of God, the omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, through what we experience with you?
Yes. Yes. Yes, and if I the body also rises from that silence, so it can't be too much separated from it. It's magnificent for me, in my view, as I'm looking out the window of this chat. It's magnificent for me to see that there are those people that are interested to give a damn. I've said that before. It's like a beautiful painting in the hand of an artist. And this beautiful painting would worth nothing unless people appreciate it and got inspired by it. Yes, it works endlessly for the artist, but if it is not being inspirational and people don't get interested, it just will be a painting for one person. So as in that example, if we say that the truth is a painting in the hand of God, and you guys see it enjoy it, benefit from it, and you hang it in your house, then that art becomes an art.
I promise this is the last thing I'll say. In 2017, you said you are the observer of the painting. I need you just as much as you need me until it takes us to a needlessness.
Yes. Yes, when was that?
2017.
Well, a lot of things have changed since then for me. No, I was saying it in a different context, and I understand it, but it's... yeah, it's like a novel energy. It's like two wings. Give and take.
Hi, Sachin. This is Nasrin. Hi, Azizan. Now that we are talking about physical body delivering the truth, I have to tell you that if it wasn't because of that physical, I would not ever know what the truth is. I can only relate the truth to something that really exists in front of my five senses. So I can see it, I can hear it, I can touch it, I can feel it. I mean, honestly, if it wasn't, my heart is just exploding talking about it. But if it wasn't because of that physical, I would have never, ever know what the truth is.
I agree with you. Yeah, my experience has been the same way. If it wasn't for the physical of my guru, I don't think I would be where I find myself. That was the beginning of no end. I totally agree with you. And Ramana Maharshi says it beautifully. They ask him if a guru is necessary. He says, as long as you think there is a slightest trace of body consciousness, one body needs another body to point itself to that. And so I'm not going to deny it. It's very true. But it just happened that you and I met in this form of physical body. But I assure you, if you were supposed to hear it, even if it wasn't in this form, another form would express the same thing to you. But I'm glad we met.
Me too, Sajjan. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
A couple of people share some experiences, and then Sat asks Farnaz if she has any questions submitted to her, which she says she does. And the first question is about gunas. Farnaz reads the question.
What is the essence of gunas? Are they the same as tendencies of the physical, like tendencies, or are physical brother? And what is their relationship with karma? And also, can we change them? Can we change the gunas in our body?
The question is not important. The more important thing is to ask yourself, who am I? But if the person that is asking is really curious, the gunas are made out of five elements. It's just an energy, and it's a universal energy. It's not my energy or your energy. It depends how receptive you are to one more than the other at different points. So let's put that aside, because I normally don't want too much interest on the details, even though I use it if it's very necessary to clear a deeper point. But to get stuck on it without going deeper is useless. So go ahead with it.
The next question is, Is I am individualized or the same in everyone?
The I am is not individualized, but becomes individualized by the beliefs of different personalities. The I am really means I exist. And that this existence begins to take shape and form through the mind. And when that happens, it becomes attached to the body as a form, a name. But if you hold it alone without being this woman or a man or good or bad, or high and low, just hold it in silence, you see that the roots of it is omnipresent, is infinity. So is it? Yes. Is it not? Yes. It depends what the association is with. Yeah, when you say, I am, you point to yourself, and then I said, I am, and I point to myself, and the person next to me is sitting and says, I am, and pointing, so it becomes the subject, not the object. But when you say you is a second person, the only first person is I, and that is universal. That if it's left alone, if it's left alone.
Thank you, Satjun. Those are the questions I have.
Salam, Satjun.
Salam, Tamine.
وقتی ادریان راجع به وینگ حرف زد یاد یه چیزی افتادم که برام اتفاق افتاد تو این هفته. داشتم پرنده ها رو نگاه میکردم، یعنی صداشون رو میشنیدم، دنبالشون میگشتم و می دیدم از این ور به اون ور میپرم. گفتم که اینا چقدر لاکی هم که خدا به اینا وینگ داده، چرا به ما نداده. بعد یه مدتی یه ریلیزشنی برام اومد که به ما وینگ داده، منتها ما باید پیداش کنیم. ما هم بال داریم، ما هم میتونیم بتریم، ولی باید پیدا کنیم بالو.
And
Tavina shares that as Adrian was talking about her painting with the wings, I remembered an experience I had this week. I was looking at the birds and I was listening to them, watching them fly around from one point to the other. And I thought to myself, they are so lucky that God gave them wings. Why didn't God give us wings? And then I had a realization that we too have wings, but we must find them.
Well, when you don't have wing and you can fly, that's a miracle. But if you're a bird and have wing and can fly, is not really a big deal. So what I'm trying to say is, when we can find that source of eternal freedom, no matter what it is in our lives or what it is that is happening around us or in the world, that is the true flying. Any others is just physical. So we have to have in mind that being a human being and being put in the battlefield of life, for those of us that take advantage of that moment to moment and turn it toward absolute or Satchitananda, those are the ones that I call them heroic wings. I have to congratulate all of us. Actually, I have to praise the interest that we all show in this lifetime to have that eternal freedom. And the I was hoping that and by doing that, believe me if I tell you that the Divine Mother will support us, particularly at this time. Divine Mother is a symbol of love and tranquility and peace. And as we go toward the tranquility, peace, and love through the understanding of who we are, not blindly, we have grace and the blessing of the Mother and the Self. And those of us, those people that don't get it or have no interest, and they continue their mischievous approach to one another, they will have a hard time out of the love of the Mother. It's all symbolic. Baba always said, God is love, God is love. Love is God. What he's talking about is really our heart. And a heart that has wisdom, and this wisdom, true wisdom, activate this love is priceless. Because it's a wise love. It's not a foolish love. It's undirected love. It's not a personal love. It is a love not out of need, but to remove need. Anyone that has such a cave in their heart that is activated by their interest is one of the luckiest people on earth. I used to say, wisdom without love is dry. Love without wisdom is foolish. Love plus wisdom is divine. Namaste to all of you. Have a wonderful week.